Welcome back, boys and girls, ghouls and goblins, to another episode of the Internet Phantoms podcast. We are back. We got three boys together. We are here and where are we?
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
Bad dad.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Bad dad. Rated R.
I also want to, before we get going on this, I just want to get like a little shameless plug out there. Go stream off of Ben's so I can get money to buy exotic beers.
Welcome back. Like we said, we are here. We are the Internet Phantoms. We have with us today the self-proclaimed chill gay aunt of the music collective Contextual Hell.
Shout out.
You heard it here first. We have Masquerade Butterfly. What is good?
Just hanging, man.
Off rip, I want to know where that name came from.
Okay, so originally my alias was just Masquerade, but I wanted to get some stuff on Spotify, which I now have, but I realized that there's like 20 motherfuckers named Masquerade on Spotify, and I already kind of been using the butterfly in my imagery because I'm a big fan of Life is Strange, so eventually it kind of just was like, okay, Masquerade Butterfly, it sounds cool, so here we are.
Yeah, I actually have that as one of the questions because I fucking loved Life is Strange. One and
oh
two.
My god, yes.
And I want to know if you fucked up Homegirl's life like I did. I brought her father back and didn't she like abuse? She was like abused or something. And I was like, fuck!
John, you just wanted a dad in your life.
Her dad, Chloe's dad didn't abuse her. It was her stepdad that did.
That's what it was. Yeah, I remember fucking up her life.
Yeah, but the good old butterfly effect.
What's new?
Yeah, I'm really good at fucking up women's lives.
Yeah, you are.
Man, that's true. I'm good at having my life fucked up by women and people who aren't women, but I digress.
Oh, join the club, yeah. Logan.
Hey, hey.
What'd you just say?
motherfucker, that's a whole bug in my room. Hold up.
A whole uh-oh. Bug. I'd be more
damn,
pressed
dude.
If it was half a bug.
Better take care of that whole ass bug.
So let's just get into it. What would you say your top three animes are? I did a little bit of research on you.
That's a tough one, honestly. I think.
In no particular order, I'd have to say Domestic Girlfriend, the Monogatari series, which I've been working my way through. And fuck it, let me just go to my mal real quick. I'm just gonna pull a random name. Okay, Zombieland Saga.
Sounds lit. That's an anime?
Love that show. It's in no way related to the Zombieland movies, although they did do a crossover promotion in Japan. Zombieland Saga is Zombie Idols, the anime.
Oh, God. Yeah,
it's
I know
fucking,
that one.
It is fantastic. It is a fantastic show. And MAPPA, we're still waiting on season two here. Come on.
Is it a horror anime?
It starts off, it bait and switches you into thinking it's a horror anime, but in actuality, it's more of a comedy anime.
Oh, I want to know where you grew up at.
I'm from Holly Springs, North Carolina.
Oh, shit.
Which is like what's a up? Smallish, like a town outside of Raleigh.
Yeah, my best friends are moving to Raleigh like next month.
Currently, though, I'm not there because me and my folks are in the process of moving. So we're outside Asheville in my dad's mountain cabin. It's cozy.
Mountain Cabin is a dope rapper name.
Oh my god.
I fuck with that. So let's see, what else we got going on? I want to know if you find it difficult to find people to work with being a trans musician.
Sorry, Tourette's is bad today. It hasn't really been that hard to find people to work with. I don't work with a lot of people anyways. I have a small circle of people that I work with. It's like most people that I've found that have an interest in my stuff have been really cool and accepting.
For the people who don't know, what exactly is Contextual Hell?
It is a currently 16 person our head Satsu likes to thinks of it as a label, but it's really more of kind of an informal collective.
We're basically the new underground Brockhampton in a way. We just have so many motherfuckers in this collective. It's just like everyone's mad talented. So shout out to them and shout out to Satu for keeping it together. I love that dude like a brother.
16 fucking people?
And we've had at least 18 before, but it's like we Satu was like, yeah, I gotta prune people and figure out who's like actually active in this collective.
If you have too many, it's like not as special.
It's like he refuses to set a hard cap, and I can't really blame him, but at the same time I'm like, dude, we probably ought to call it somewhere.
I mean, if they're all making music, that's one thing, because I've definitely been in a couple collectives where they're like, let's just fucking invite as many fucking people as possible, and then like a third of them aren't even making music, if not two-thirds.
Everybody who's currently active in the collective is making music. We got people all over the place. We got my boy Skeletor, who makes like trap metal shit. We got me, who makes whatever the fuck I make.
What else we got going on? I want to know, all right, do you believe in ghouls and goblins, ghosts, ghouls? The whole lot.
Oh my god, I knew. How did I know you were going to bring this up? Because you brought it up before.
Jeez. Called him out.
I need to know who to trust and who not to trust when I'm doing this podcast.
To answer your question, I don't know. I don't know, and frankly, I really don't care. I'm just kind of like, whatever, man.
So you've never had like a ghostual experience?
Ghostual. I think the word is spiritual.
I can't really. The word is paranormal.
Oh yeah, I don't even know.
But no, I haven't. I can't say I have.
Well then, this one I guess is more so for FaceTat and Logan. Do y'all think ghosts can haunt cars?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Well, hear me out. I feel like if a ghost is trying to haunt a car, if you get in the car and you leave, the ghost can't stay in unless it's fast enough to keep up.
I don't know, but I got y'all with some shit that never before heard on the podcast. I could tell you guys about my haunted swimming pool in my backyard.
Yeah, you got a haunted swimming pool?
Yeah, so like before we moved in the house that I live in currently, there's a pool in the backyard. It's like the hood is like somebody took like an like above ground pool, but fucking dug a hole in the ground and then put a deck and then put the above ground pool underground.
Like in Poltergeist?
I never seen Poltergeist. I'm fucked up.
All the skeletons come out from underneath the swimming pool or whatever.
That's crazy as fuck. I need to go watch that now, because then that might be able to like give me like some type of explanation for what the
you
fuck is going on.
You gotta watch it. It's a great film.
See, yeah. So before we moved in the house, there was a family in there that lived here before us, obviously, and fucking in the pool, I guess like one of their children went to go fill up a water gun, fell in the pool and drowned, and nobody noticed the kid was missing until like later in the night, and then kid was dead, and then they ended up like selling the house and shit. But the weirdest part that like this is like the rumor that was going around the neighborhood that the fucking that somebody died in there and all this other crazy shit, and I was all like freaked out, tweaked out as a kid. So some weird ass shit happened like this, because I lived down the street from like my elementary school and like my middle school. I lived down the street from like it, fuck you.
No, I'm fucking with you, Tat.
You got me mad. But anyways, I was at school.
You roasted me last week for my accent.
That's like a couple weeks ago. We haven't recorded. A full disclosure, we haven't recorded in a couple weeks.
You can't break the illusion.
Oh, sorry. Okay, boom.
For real.
So anyways, I went to school one day, and I apparently like the lady that lived in my house before me like worked at the school, and like to leave school you had a little like ticket like that you had to like hand in that had like your address on it and all this like fucking crazy information. One day she looked at it and saw that,
like the Hogwarts train,
I guess. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Just like that.
So boom, like she looks at my little pass and she goes, oh, you live at Blage Blage. I lived there before you guys bought it. And I'm like, oh, but like, this is the thing. She goes, yeah, some bad things happened there and we had to get out. And that's all like I remember. And then I hadn't seen her since that day.
Yo, you live a movie. Your life like a movie, but not like in a good way.
But not a cool movie. It's
I want better seats.
But dude, I've been having like the craziest.
Give me
like
a ticket to another movie. Give me a ticket to a happier movie.
Like, I don't know what the shit's called, but like, you know, when you're trying to sell a house and like the old like Italian folks like buried a statue. that's supposed to like help you sell the house faster or some shit like that. It's some saint. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I guess they buried one in the backyard.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, it's some freaky shit. I'm gonna have to tune y'all in when I get some more research done. But apparently, like, they like,
you should dig it up.
No, this is where the story's going. My dog digged it up, and that's when shit like hit the fan.
I think you talked about this in your interview, yo.
Did I?
I remember you talking about something spooky happening in your room.
Oh, dude.
Or something. Like,
but, like, I'm telling y'all, like, I'm convinced that, like, my dog digging up this fucking statue, like, opened a portal to fucking hell. And, like, dude, like, I've just, like, it's been bad luck ever since. Like, the most fucked up shit has just, like, happened. Like, it just went downhill from there.
You remember that coffin, the black coffin that was said to never be opened and they still opened it?
The one where they wanted to like eat the juice with like some old cheese.
I have no fucking clue.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No idea what the fuck.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, dude.
I don't have a clue.
There was like this thing where like they opened a mummy's sarcophagus and
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, there was like this black juice and they wanted to drink it because like a couple months prior they found this like ancient fermented cheese and it was a meme like, hey, like we want to eat it.
I would definitely drink black juice I found in a coffin for sure.
I would do it just for like scientific purposes.
I would do it to kill myself,
get it over with quick.
All right, I just want to say my poison ivy on my arms are complete. They are healing now. They do not itch no more. It is gone. My legs are just about cleared up. I had poison ivy on all four fucking limbs.
John, I hate you.
How the fuck did you manage that?
Goddamn yard work. What kind of fucking shit luck do I have to have? It must have been that...
You should have been a sadist and wiped your nuts on your arm or something.
Stop. I mean, I've had a couple times... I've had a couple drunk times where I've, like tied my balls. You bust mad hard.
Tied them?
Excuse me?
Not tied, but like a hair elastic. Just wrap it around twice, dude.
The same person who got pegged.
Yeah, because it's lit.
I got hemorrhoids.
I had
hell face tattoo. your best, one of your best friend's moms, you made out with her. Real, real classy.
I want to make out with mad moms.
You should be real proud of yourself.
You know me. Since we're on the topic of MILFs, I got a real question, because when you think about it, the money's good. Would y'all ever be the cuck in a porno?
If the money's right,
I'm good. I'm good, B.
Is it my girl or a random chick?
No. Like it's just an actress, just a porn star, and you just got paid to just like say just $1,000. I think that's a normal amount.
Oh no.
You wouldn't.
I need like 10 racks. I need 10 racks.
Ten? Whoa! Wait. $10,000.
Yeah, to be sitting there looking real depressed. Hell no.
Make it 2K and I'll do it. That's the lowest I can go is 2K.
I'd do it for $500.
Hell no. To look depressed and yo, the worst part is thinking about it is like you're sitting there acting as a cuck as like people that you know is probably gonna see that video and gonna think you're really a cuck.
I would be ruined if that happened.
Okay, yo, you have to be damn near fucking just the biggest idiot in the world to think, hey, this person is really a cuck. They're all actors.
I would do
fuck that. Nah, we going for the vibe where it looks homemade as fuck because I'm trying to get the most viewers.
Well, that's on you. That's on you, face tat. Because, like, all right, I'm not talking about one of those, like, cuck cleanup videos. Like,
just, oh, that's weird.
You have to just sit there and be like, oh no. Like, literally, that's all you do for $1,000.
Yeah, as she, like, takes her finger and, like, flicks your penis and laughs at it.
But no, just $1,000 ain't enough to make me want to do that. You feel me? Be dirty and all that. Like, I ain't want to, fuck that. If I'm on camera,
just take a shower.
Yeah.
Nah, give me 10 racks and I'm good.
That's insane. You ain't ever going to get hired.
Just wait till next week and I have the email from Bang Bros offering me that 10 racks. Just wait.
Face that, your dream of being a porn star is over.
That's insane. I would totally. I, dude, all right, when I was, this was probably like 2 years ago. I was looking on Craigslist for film jobs and there was one to be a buffer in porn.
Really?
A buffer.
A what?
A buffer. I had to Google it. It's the person
it's where you keep people hard.
Yeah. You have to jerk the guy off in between scenes.
Yeah, I'm good.
But yo, the money, it was like $1,500 every day.
Oh, yo. See, if that person's getting paid $1,500, if I gotta be a cuck, that's 10 racks.
Face tat, you are.
Dude, what? What? Yo, do you hear? Do you hear yourself? Do you hear that logic?
He's doing work. He's jerking. She's jerking dudes off.
Yeah. So what? But they're making money off my face, my likeness.
No one's looking at you in the fucking. Well, maybe the. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be a cuck.
Not you.
Wait. Yeah. Who do you think a cuck who watches cuck porn? What do you think they focus on?
I have no fucking clue, man.
Probably. Oh, I don't know.
Because I can't cap. I've watched a couple because, like, sometimes the girl is just too good in the video to, like, you can separate the cuck from the porn.
Yeah, you can just block out.
There's some females in this world that get turned on by seeing a dude be all sad in the corner getting his bitch fucked by another dude.
I saw one a few days ago where he was crying going, no, why would you do this?
Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
He goes, no, why would you do this?
I get high sometimes. I get real high and I go to myself, I go, am I autistic? I'm not even joking. It's not even like
you ask yourself.
It's not even joking. Like, I'm not even doing it for like content. I truly will get high and I'll respond a certain way to someone or like something. I'll be like, yo, what if I'm autistic? Like, I was just wondering if anyone else be doing that.
What do you say in your response that makes you think that?
No, like nothing. I'll just be mad high. I don't smoke a lot anymore. So when I get high, I get super high.
You transform.
And I'll just be like, yo, like, what if I'm autistic? And I'm like, how would I know? And then like on top of that, I started to wonder, it started to make me think, could you fake autism from birth?
How do you fake autism? This is a legitimate question as somebody who actually has autism. How the hell do you fake autism?
I don't know. I feel like kind of like in The Ringer, where he fakes just being completely disabled, and he's like, I'm Jimmy. Like, not so, like, I feel like,
no, it's Jeffy. So
Jeffy.
Jeffy Dahmer.
Is that really?
Yeah. Yes.
I have to rewatch that film. But no, like
film fan. By the way,
I'm an art house kind of guy. Nah.
Yeah, you're so cultured, John.
Yeah, Manchester by Sea was your favorite movie.
My favorite film actually is Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, so.
My favorite movie is Avengers Endgame.
It probably really is.
No, it's not.
What is your favorite film, Logan?
Well, it's called a movie, not a film, but, you know. The best movie I've...
The best film.
My favorite movie is probably... Oh man, come back to me. I gotta fucking
Let's hear it.
Think
oh,
about
I can't
that.
Wait. He's trying to think of the fanciest film he's ever watched.
Reservoir Dogs.
All right. Ah, okay.
No, it's not my favorite. I was just being edgy.
Oh well, I respected it for a second.
My favorite movie. Oh man. Jesus. I can't even answer that. I have no idea.
Mine's Blade Runner.
Oh wait, which one?
The original. My dad absolutely loves that movie, and he's kind of the one that got me into it.
Mine might like it. I have no idea.
He's dead. He's dead, by the way. John's dad is not alive. I just gotta clarify.
My boy loves to rub it in like dirt. This is completely off topic, but I do have a funny story.
Your dad's in the dirt. Sorry. I'm a dick. That's not even funny.
At least mine can't steal from me anymore.
Yeah, true. True. Someone get me a cloth. I'm bleeding out. Jesus,
oh, fuck. I'm mad Logan didn't even ask fucking John about his Father's Day yesterday.
Oh, I forgot it was even Father's Day. Holy shit.
I was with my girl. She has a kid, and people kept saying Happy Father's Day to me. It was awkward.
That's gotta be weird.
I just kind of smiled.
Did you get any Father's Day gifts? Like, any stepfather's day gifts? Like, what do you get somebody that's a stepfather?
Yeah, did you get your ass
oh my
ate?
God, I'm not a stepfather.
You essentially are.
I didn't get shit.
You provide for that child. No food, though, on the shit recently, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait, did you use any new food?
No. It's been pretty tame. The Wednesday through Sunday was pretty tame.
Wow, must have been because Father's Day was coming up. She was stressed. I'm sorry, I'll cut that out.
Oh my
out.
God, maybe.
But that brings me on to this one. Piss in sex.
Whoa, what?
That's a hard no for me, Chief.
Golden showers? Depends who it is.
I don't fuck with anything that, like, is in that ballpark.
I let her spit in my mouth.
Ah, that's the best in the world. Oh my God. Anyway, I used to get super drunk. This is going back, fuck, like, 5 years ago, maybe, honestly, no, maybe 6 years ago. And I used to get really drunk, and for some reason, only Jess is the only one I've ever said it to. Well, I said it to Sam, but I tongue-tied my words. I used to really want to piss in her mouth for some reason. And she'd be like, why? I'd be like, dude, I don't know. Like, I think it'd be mad funny. But I was always drunk.
Empowering. It's empowering.
That wasn't even my thing, though. Like, there was one time on the bed where she almost let me, and looking back, that would have been the worst idea in fucking history.
Man, you would have peed all over your bed, dude, like a kid.
Continue, Logan, tell me about your dad and piss and sex.
I remember, no, nothing with sex. I remember one day my dad was drunk and...
Oh, God.
I was playing my Game Boy or something in the hallway for some reason, or on the couch or something. And my dad takes this.
How do you confuse a hallway with a couch?
I was young, dude. I was sitting somewhere where I could see the doorway.
All right.
And my dad grabs this Star Wars, like, Anakin's little race pod in the first movie. It's like this big ass toy, probably the size of like a pizza box. big toy. Yeah, big toy. And he puts it, he grabs it. He puts it right in the middle of the doorway and just pisses on it. I don't know if he thought it was like a portable toilet.
Oh, he
or
was
what,
fucking
but...
snizzed.
Yeah. He just pissed right on it. Just stood there and pissed on it.
Yeah, that toy probably worth something.
Did he look you in the eyes?
No, he was facing away.
What else we got going? I have a story about MySpace. Okay, this is actually an embarrassing story. I'm not even going to cap. This is embarrassing. So, back in the day, I was like, what, 12, 13? I was fat and ugly and also just a 12-year-old. So, I'm just not 12.
Yeah, you're fat and ugly.
So, back in the day, remember like role-playing accounts? I don't know if people remember role-playing accounts.
Yeah.
No, what does that mean?
Just what it sounds like. It was, people would pretend to...
What are you role-playing?
Anime. So people would pretend to be anime characters.
Oh my god.
I didn't know that. I was already, so I had a bunch of people who, like, I was cool with who were already, like, role-playing anime accounts. I remember going on this one girl's account being like, hey, like, what's RP? And she was like, yeah, it's role-playing. And I was like, but what does that mean? Like, what does that entail? She wouldn't tell me. She's like, what the fuck? So I didn't know. Technically, I was already doing it. I like had some anime name. I had like these specific like photos that were like edited who like looked like this. One was Gurr. Oh my god. So fucking whack.
Gurr? What's Gurr?
Oh god, that's cringy.
Invader Zim, man. Yeah. My first one was Oni-san. Oh, this is so fucking whack. I met this guy named like Uni or something, Unicoon. Something stupid.
Unicorn.
And he had this girlfriend, which looking back, I think they were only like dating through like the internet. I don't remember her name, but I know she used a lot of cat photos. Like, well, not cat, like you know, like anime girl cat ears. And so we all became friends, we were all cool, but then they broke up.
Oh no.
Then I was still friends with both of them, but then the guy stopped using MySpace so much, so I became super friendly with the other with the girl.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
You guys role played.
We were in a MySpace love triangle by accident. I'm like 13, like what's going on right now?
I've been older than you.
Wait. Oh yeah, no, it's funny cuz when you think about it, she was probably like 16 or something.
You were like 13 and chubby and fat.
FBI, open up.
You were getting groomed on MySpace.
Yo, wait. Was I being groomed?
What did the person want you to do?
Because there were like two other girls. Like, in the long run.
Oh, yeah, quote girls. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a girl online, too.
You said that on a recording. Remember that, Logan. So.
That's kind of fucked,
actually. So, we ended up having beef, the guy and I, because he's like, why are you talking to so-and-so? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we're bros.
Oh, you cheating on him.
And yeah, this whole thing transpired and now I'm kind of pressed. I think I was groomed.
You were, dude.
You were.
You should feel like a loser. You should feel so stupid.
I do feel kind of a little gross.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about John getting raped anymore.
So yeah, next topic. Oh my god. I did use Keyblades as my weapon.
Did you send photos?
When I would role play. No, because I was an anime character. We were role playing.
Absolutely godly.
How do you use a Keyblade if it's...
You use asterisks when you're doing an action. And people would like do on the bulletin boards on MySpace, like, anyone want a role play battle? And I used to use Heartless and two Keyblades. I used the Lion Keyblade, the Lion Head or whatever it's called. And I don't remember the other one.
Unbelievable. I have a question.
Shoot.
You said you have autism?
Yeah.
What do you have? Like spectrum, right? How far are you on it? Middle?
I have Asperger's.
Oh.
So I'm kind of like, I'm not uber high functioning, but like, I still can. I mean, I'm here talking to y'all right now, so that says something.
Or does it make it hard for you to focus?
I have some trouble communicating verbally, at least IRL.
I used to be so ignorant.
that. Now, how was like school for you? Like was school like hard, or were you like able to like pick up on like the shit that like you were being taught type shit?
School was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I was bullied all the way from elementary school to high school. I had no friends either.
Never?
I didn't actually get any friends until I was in like my freshman year of high school. Everyone just bullied me. I actually, in eighth grade, I actually punched a kid in the face and got suspended for a week because I just had enough. He actually got his shit together, apparently, according to my cousin who knew him. He got his shit together and was like a legitimately nice person. Now I'm like,
You should bully him.
I got a question because I thought about this. I must have been high. People who like kind of have to live their life in wheelchairs, whether they want to or not. Not like people want to, but you know what I mean. Do you think they could beat someone up in a boxing match? Like they would probably have mad strong arms, nah?
They got strong arms.
No comment. I played the fifth.
That's a yes.
Yeah, they got strong arms because they use them so much.
If all they use are their arms. There are probably people who are in wheelchairs that could probably beat me up.
Well, no, you have too much mobility, but they do have strong arms.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I'm overweight. How much mobility do I really have?
Enough to outmaneuver a person in a wheelchair, I would hope. If not, you got bigger problems.
If they get one clean shot in me, I'm down. I mean, Logan, you can just pull your gun out.
You know how like there's like a age limit to like when you can make like a social media account, like you gotta be like 18 and shit, but everybody like fakes the shit.
Oh, that's what I did on MySpace, and that's why I got groomed.
Yo, they need to make like an age limit on this shit. Like if you over the age of 50, you can't be allowed to make an account.
For real.
Retweet.
I don't care how communistic people might think it sounds, but that is a good idea.
Keep boomers off social media.
Honestly, I think there should be a. There should be a fucking...
My grandfather actually fell for one of those fucking, like, email scams. He, like, fucked up his entire computer and got locked out of, like, some of his accounts because he got a fake Amazon email. And he was like, is this from... Did y'all order something? And I was like, my mom was like, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I used to get pranked by those, the African Prince scams on Craigslist. I remember posting my PlayStation 3, and he's like, I would like your... I don't want to do... I can't do an accent. No. He was just like, yeah, I would like your... It's not the same. I would like your PlayStation, please. I will give 300 now and 500 when it comes in, please. Please send now. And I'm like...
Wait, you do an Indian accent?
Like Ethiopian or something.
I want your PlayStation now. Please send me PlayStation.
That actually does sound...
I don't want you to do that to me.
Don't try and prank me out of money, you bitch. Yeah.
Accents aren't racist, dude. Not everything is racist. We're being...
I mean, they can be.
I don't want you to do that to me. Get out of my store. All right, that might have been a little questionable. Don't know why... Not sure why I said store.
Hashtag Internet Phantoms podcast is over party.
Fuck! Let me look surprised that we're canceled. God damn it. So, FaceTat, do you want to bring us into Godzilla Corner before we get ready to wrap up?
Godzilla Corner.
It has been fucking postponed until 2021, and you know, it was supposed to come out a fucking whole ass year ago already, and there's no fucking excuse, because King of Staten Island, as shitty as that goddamn film is, the film is about nothing. Fuck Pete Davidson, he's not funny, he's not attractive, fuck the stands. The movie sucks. It's about nothing. It's about...
The movie was awesome. You don't get the underlying message. You don't know film.
Are you being serious? Did you really see that film? Do you really feel that way?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What is it?
Shut the fuck up. Anyway. All right. As someone with a dead dad, they have the most unfunny dead dad jokes. Someone literally goes, knock, knock. Who's there? Not your dad. And everyone laughs. And I'm just like... That's so not even funny. Like, I've made funny dead dad jokes.
Boo.
I used to tell people in high school that my dad died in a fucking monster truck accident.
Metal as fuck.
I think you told me that. You told me how he really died. I lost my mind because I was like, wait a minute, that's not how he died.
Oh, please tell me you convinced people that your dad was Gravedigger.
Even better.
Gravedigger buried your dad.
We used to go once a year because they used to come to Providence.
Bro, that shit is awful because going into the arena with all the monster trucks and the smell of gasoline, bro, have you lightheaded as fuck.
Probably why I was able to get groomed. I'm retarded.
Well, that has me to, that kind of wants me to lead to another topic where the fucking Rhode Island outdoor strip clubs.
I can't wait. Thank you for reminding me. The outdoor strip clubs, I cannot wait. I've never been to a strip club.
But I think outdoor would be so much better.
The funniest part is that the strippers have to wear face masks.
Oh, God.
I can't wait.
So that's the only thing they got to wear?
Yes, literally.
Oh,
I can't
my
wait.
God.
I will go. I've never been to a strip club.
Bro, but that's fire as fuck because if Shardy has a busted face, you don't even got to see it.
I just need to see those fake titties.
No cap.
But yeah, my father was in prison. He died in prison. What happened? We were at the mall. I bought a $25 Yu-Gi-Oh card. Great Sphinx. Mad good card. Love
were
it.
Were you a competitive Yu-Gi-Oh player online?
Online right now I am, yes. I did go to a tournament once at Toys R Us when I was a kid.
On another note, shout out Sebi. Sebi is a Yu-Gi-Oh god.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh god. I'll fuck him up in Duel Links. Sebi, right now! This is an open invitation! Anyone who thinks they can fuck me up in Duel Links, hit me the fuck up! Open invitation right now. Duel Links, hit me the fuck up. I will fuck y'all up.
I'll beat you with my Exodia deck.
Whoa, it's a party. What brings you here? Certainly not the dweeb convention.
That's not nice. What did I ever do to deserve such hatred?
It's a long list, and I'm short on time.
Logan, you do you want to bring us out?
Fuck, I'm eating.
Wait, I'm sorry. Masquerade Butterfly, really quick. Anything you want to shout out?
Yeah. Shout out Contextual Hell, shout out Satsu, and shout out Levels for unintentionally putting me onto this podcast.
Logan, bring us out! Don't bring up my dad! Please!
I'm
joking. Bring up whatever you want, dude. He died in a fucking monster truck accident.
This has been the Internet Phantoms Podcast, here with Log, John Boy, Face Tat, and our guest, Masquerade Butterfly.
That was the worst outro. So anyway, guys, like
John's dad is dead.
Face Tat, bring us out.
All right, this is the Internet Phantoms Podcast. We have a special guest, Masquerade Butterfly, today. Logan came back from the depths of hell, and John's still heartbroken because his shawty's still with the Juggalo.
Woo!
That is rude.
Craig, bring us out. Bring us back into the world. Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Back in the Netherfear. Nethersphere. We're back in the
My boy can't speak.
I'm drunk. Thank you guys so much for listening again. This has been Internet Phantoms Podcast.